Hi, my name is Claire Hornberger, and I'm 18 years old. I went to the Covenant School my whole life, and I will be attending Texas A&M next year. I'm the youngest of three, and I'm super fortunate to say I grew up in a Christian home. My mom is amazing, and I got to grow up watching her read her Bible every morning and really pursue a deep relationship with Christ. Also, I am blessed to have an amazing earthly father who clearly reflects the kindness, grace, and love of our Heavenly Father. Although I had great examples of what it looked like to have a relationship with Jesus right in front of me, I still didn't get it. I knew all the right answers, and I looked like I had it all together on the outside. Going to a private Christian school, we had Bible class every day, so I thought of reading the Bible as another school assignment, something you check off the list to be a good person. Instead of viewing God as a merciful Savior, I viewed him as a scary figure with a rule book waiting for me to mess up so he could judge me. I finally began to truly understand the gospel when I went to Camp Barnabas for the first time in the summer after seventh grade. On the last night, we sat around and everyone shared what they were struggling with and shared the hard things that had happened in their lives. I realized that all these Christians around me weren't Christians because of the good life they had had or because of the good people they had been, but because they had been redeemed from their bondage of their sin through Christ. After Barnabas, I started to become more interested in learning about Christ and getting excited about having a relationship with him instead of seeing it as a chore. I needed to check off my to-do list, but still didn't fully trust in Christ with my whole heart. When a crisis happens, it's really easy to see where your trust is. In ninth grade, a close friend passed away tragically. Instead of running to God for answers, I tried to figure it all out on my own. I was hurting so badly, but tried to appear strong on the outside. But on the inside, I was really wrestling with the idea of death and whether I really believed what I said I believed. The thoughts of death completely consumed my mind. Death was all I could think about, all day, all the time. I thought about when I would die and what it would feel like, and when people I had a close relationship would die. I couldn't focus on school, sports, friends, or even God because the fear of death was overtaking me. After talking to my mom about it and a long process of seeking wisdom, I began to deal with the reality of my fear. I went to SHIFT, the Grief Recovery Ministry for Kids here at Watermark, and learned how to think biblically about death and how to trust God with that. I realized that being a Christian doesn't mean trusting God only with the things that are easy and make sense, but it means trusting God with your deepest fears, doubts, and situations that don't seem to make sense at all. Throughout high school, it's been a process of learning to trust God and what that means to trust him with my whole heart. Daily, I'm trying to follow Proverbs 3, 5 through 6. It says, "Trust the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to him and he will make your path straight." I've messed up a lot and I've tried to fill that hole in my heart with other things like boys, drinking, social standing, and even money. But nothing has been able to satisfy me except Jesus Christ. As Ephesians 2 says, "Thankfully, it is by grace I have been saved, through faith. It is not by works, but is a gift of God. It is that grace that spurs me on to continue to pursue Christ and deepen my relationship with him. Because if it wasn't for grace, I would have no right to be standing up here telling my story. The biggest thing that I've learned throughout high school is that I need him every day. I can't be in control of the circumstances in my life, but I can trust in a loving and kind Father who holds all things together in his hands. He loves me and he is for me and wants to draw me into a stronger relationship with him. I used to see the gospel as the door or the entrance point into God's kingdom, but the gospel is so much more. I've learned that it is not just the door, but the pathway that we are to walk every day of the Christian life. It is not just the means of our salvation, but also the means of transformation." Thank you for letting me share.